Well, for the past 2 weeks in our Season of Creation series, we've been talking about how God plants seeds that will grow really no matter what we do. That we can't mess it up even when we mess with it. So today it makes perfect sense that we turn to a scripture where Jesus offers one way to not mess it up and three really easy and out of our control ways to make sure we ruin it all. That's sort of how scripture works, I feel like. One day we read something that says this, the next day we read something that says that. Our scripture reading this morning is a story that maybe you're familiar with. It's about the four types of soil. Is this ringing a bell? And you scatter the seeds, right? And different things happen depending on the soil. But the focus, really, if you're looking at the story, isn't necessarily on the type of soil. Like, it's not about Ace Hardware's different selections that they have and how you mix the compost, etc. It's really about the circumstances around the soil. So I'll just read you this real quick, and then in a minute we'll watch the video. Okay, Simon? The people began to gather in crowds as they came from village after village. Then Jesus decides to tell them a story. Listen, Jesus said, a seed planter went to plant some seeds and began to scatter them about on the ground, which makes me anxious because scattering seeds in Colorado with the wind and the dry ground, like, ugh. But anyway, some seeds fell on the village pathway, but people walked on them, and the winged ones pecked at the seeds and ate them all. Some of the seeds fell on the rocks where there were only a little dirt. The plants grew, but they dried up because they had no water. Other seeds fell into the weeds, and thistles sprouted around the seeds and choked the life out of them. But some seeds fell on good ground, grew strong, and gave a harvest of 100 times what was planted. If you have ears to hear, you will understand this story. Which is a perfect transition line to what happens next. Jesus explains to his disciples. Sorry, Simon, just a sec. I'll let you know. You're doing a great job. Jesus explains to his disciples who ask him what's going on in this story. They're like, what does this even mean? So Jesus just said, if you have ears to hear, you'll understand. And the people that are closest to him, they're like, what the heck does that mean? So Simon, would you like to play the video now?
But his followers did not understand, so they asked him for the meaning of the story. He answered to them, to you the honor has been given to understand the mysterious ways of Creator's good road. The honor is not to be given to those who are not ready for it. I speak to them in stories. Because even though they have eyes to see, they do not see. And even though they have ears to hear, they fail to understand.
So Jesus tells the story a first time to people he's never met. And his disciples turn to him and ask, like, what the heck are you talking about? And that's what Jesus says to him. And that's the meat of the scripture this morning. Because Jesus has to go ahead and not only tell the story again, but give it with cliff notes. Like, this is actually what it means. Which feels so ironic to me, because what Jesus is saying is, to you the honor has been given to understand the mysterious ways of Creator's good road. This honor is not given to those who are ready for it, so I tell them stories. Now let me explain the story to you because you don't understand it. It's kind of a relief, a liberative message of, like, you can be as close to the story as possible. The story can be about you. You could be in this story and still not understand what you're listening to. Our whole lives are designed by the stories we make up about the things that are happening to us. And the way in which we understand these stories shapes the world that we live in. stories, unlike the things that are fed to us on television or TikTok or on Instagram, are complex with meaning. They are layered like onions. And the meanings that we make out of most of the stories we see reflect the privileges that we have or do not have in our everyday lives. No two people will tell the same story about an event, no matter how close they are to the story itself. And this is why Jesus adds this middle passage in before explaining the story one more time. Is that the good seed isn't about the external circumstances and what happens to us. It's about the meaning we can make and the hope we can find no matter what the story is. And the meaning is up to us to make. That's where the seeds don't grow, right? We've all been in a position where we've been in pain or we've been hurting and people give us an answer. Like, well, here's the hope for you. And we do that to one another because it's hard to hurt when someone else is hurting. It's hard to sit there when there's no answers and wait until something grows in the scattered, dry soil of crisis and tragedy. But that's what Jesus is asking us to do in this passage. To watch the seeds scatter all over the Colorado dry soil, where the wind blows and maybe it will rain or not, and to hold out hope that the person, whether that's you or someone else, that has gone through the unspeakable, at some point they will be able to make meaning out of whatever happened to them. This week, I don't know if you saw it in the news, but July 20th was declared by our mayor to be a holiday. Did anybody hear about this? So in 2018, a woman that I know who you may recognize her name, Beverly Grant, her son was stabbed right before his 18th birthday. He was a stand-up student at East High School, a wonderful student, a great football player. And his life was taken suddenly. His mom is an amazing person in the community. She has founded Mo Beta Greens, which provides access to people in different neighborhoods with fresh food. She started this whole yoga program. She's remarkable. And so when her son died and they held the visual, what happened were people from all over the city came and started telling her stories about how her son had helped them in a time of crisis, when they were facing suicidal thoughts, when they were going through depression, when they were being bullied. All of these people through diverse ages, whether they were loved ones or friends or acquaintances, came to Beverly and told her these stories about these random acts of compassion. And so on July 20th, our mayor declared July 20th to be Random Gestures of Compassion Day, which Beverly says aims to bring people together. She's quoted as saying, "Every horrible act that occurs, there is good that can emerge thereafter. And the good has to be our foundation to move us forward." Nothing can grow until we make meaning, our own meaning, out of what happened. And we make meaning all the time, in big events, in little events, in events that we don't even notice are happening. We tell stories about the people that are doing things to us or why things happen to us. And my perfect example that I have this week is I was rear-ended on Thursday afternoon in a 3-person accident. My car was barely damaged. It was totally fine. My first experience of city driving. I was the second person to be hit by the first car that was driven by a woman who ended up to not have any car insurance and who also left before the police came. So I want you to take a minute and think about all the feelings you're having right now about who this person was and what happened to me. And now understand this story. A mom who was 25 years old, who had two little kids in the back of her car, who I'm sure were making lots of noise, probably looked in her rearview mirror, or maybe she was texting someone about being late because she didn't get the kids in the car on time, and ran into two cars. She pulled over and was very upset. Her plates were expired. She had two little kids who didn't have the proper car seats, and she couldn't find her car insurance. And she panicked. And at one point, as she was shuffling through all of the papers in her glove compartment, she sat next to me, and as a woman of color asked me, what would happen now? Would she be arrested? And I told her with blank faith that we wouldn't let that happen to her, knowing that that was completely out of my control. And her knowing that that was completely out of my control made the decision to have someone come pick up her children. And before her children were taken away because they didn't want to leave her, she told her littlest son, you have to leave before the police come or they'll take you to jail. And I started to cry. And my poor daughter, a teenager, was completely embarrassed. But you cry too because you understand. Because you understand the complexity of the story. That this isn't just like an irresponsible young person texting who ran into us. That this is a mom trying to do the best she can in generational trauma and oppression. And that my fears at 25 would not have been the same as hers. Because as I told my husband when I got home, the reason that I probably had car insurance when I was 25 is because my parents took care of it. I doubt I even thought about it. And if I had done something wrong, my parents would have paid for it, and I would have been okay. And I would have never worried about the police arresting me or doing anything other than helping me. And if my experience was different than that, my parents would have hired somebody to make sure that that was rectified. We make meaning out of the stories we tell, and they can lead us closer together or they can tear us apart. And there are multiple ways we can tell stories that isolate us, seclude us, make us feel like everyone in the world is against us, like everyone is out to get us, to label other people as irresponsible. But the reality is that Jesus asks us to hold on to the good seed, the meaning-making seed that will plant and grow us out of the present time that we are in into a future that looks different, into a future where a mom can say, it doesn't matter what mistakes I made, we will be taken care of because we are together in it all. We should all be allowed to make mistakes. We should all be allowed to make meaning after those mistakes that don't play on repeat the mistake we made at whatever age we were. This is the good news. Not right now, but the future that we can have together. The seeds are scattered all over this place, just waiting for us to plant new stories of great beginnings where these things don't happen because we aren't just listening, because we finally understand. Amen.